and summarize. So I spoke today about how on the path of bhakti, our purpose primarily is to connect with Krishna. And that connection has to be given the foremost priority. Sometimes there are things which may distract us from Krishna, such as our worldly attachments, and we want to give them up. So there is a battle for renunciation and there is a fight for devotion and a war for devotion. If we get too consumed by the battle for renunciation, then we may go into the zone of aversion or frustration. Aversion means start disliking something. Frustration means we start disliking ourselves because we are not able to give it up. Both ways, our emotions get consumed by the particular object that we are trying to give up. And then our emotions are no longer available for Krishna. So like an enemy who wants to attack from one gate but sends a decoy in the other gate, and when the defenders go to defend it, the enemy smashes into the fort and destroys the fort. So similarly, the forces of illusion, they may distract us by making us get very attached to renunciation. And when we are unable to renounce, we become disheartened and we don't practice bhakti properly, diligently, because we think, I can't practice, I am so fallen. And then our devotion also gets trampled over. So devotion essentially means our emotion is directed towards Krishna. And we want to move the emotion away from the world. So our emotions can be engaged with the world either through attachment, I want this, I want this. It can be aversion, this is so bad, this is so bad. Or frustration, oh, why can't I give this up? But renunciation means there is no emotion involved with the world. Just like a sober person passes by a bar without even noticing the bar. So like that, we want to come to the level of renunciation. Now renunciation can result either by the practice of bhakti itself, because our emotion gets so attracted towards Krishna and we get so much taste in that we feel not very attracted to worldly things. Or renunciation may also be a result of past karma. Just as somebody may have wealth by past karma, similarly somebody may have renunciation by past karma. Now wealth is useful for the service of Krishna, but it is not essential. And we don't postpone our service of Krishna till we get wealth. Similarly, we don't postpone our service of Krishna till we get renunciation. Bhakti is so subtle that sometimes we may get renunciation and lose devotion. Because if I renounce something and I become so proud and I look down upon and judge and condemn other devotees who do not have my level of renunciation, then I may actually make no spiritual advancement. Actually, I may make offenses. So my body may be fasting, but my ego may be feasting. On the other hand, sometimes we may lose the battle for renunciation and we may succumb. But that may create humility and that may inspire us to wholeheartedly take shelter of Krishna. And through that failure to renounce, we make more advancement than we might make through success in renouncing. So if we keep our priorities clear, let me try to connect with Krishna always. So inability to renounce is something as a weakness. But the fundamental weakness is disconnection from Krishna. And that is caused by our unwillingness to believe that Krishna loves us even now. So by meditating on Krishna's pastimes, wherein he expresses his love in overwhelmingly touching ways, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did for Haridas Thakur, we can feel inspired. This same Krishna is such an important person, supremely important person, he's in my heart waiting for me. So let me offer my love to him as I can right now. And by finding out the spiritual stimuli that inspire us to love Krishna, that trigger our emotions towards Krishna, we can start marching steadily towards Krishna, focusing not so much on renouncing the world as on cultivating attraction towards Krishna. So attachment to renunciation is also a weed, and if we start nourishing it too much, then there will not be enough water left to nourish the creeper of devotion. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.